Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, good news. The news is coming, but first, it's Kyle Dunnigan at his funniest. So we'll do that. First, there's LifeLock fraudsters posing as IRS agents, police officers, or power companies are tricking victims into sending online gift cards or reading gift card numbers over the phone as payment. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cyber criminals could harm your finances, credit, and your reputation. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. Protect yourself with LifeLock. Right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code ADAM for 25% off. It's time to check Adam's voicemail.
Howdy, gang. Love the show. This is Trevor in Seattle. Much like a starlet never drove a Toyota starlet, my parents drove a Dodge Diplomat. And there's no way that a foreign dignitary ever drove or rode in a Dodge Diplomat. It's done. Thanks, guys.
You can leave us a message at 888-634-1744.
Yeah, we got to get that list together, Chris. No celebrity's ever driven a Chevy celebrity. I'm in Malibu part-time now. I've never seen a Chevy Malibu in Malibu. I see Range Rovers and I see Bentleys, but I do not see any Malibus, ironically, in Malibu.
Yeah.
Kyle Dunnigan is here.
Tesla Mexico is no Teslas.
He's out bringing his comedy to a town near you, Virginia, Philadelphia, Connecticut, New York, Massachusetts.
Yeah,
and
please.
For tickets, you can go to Kyle Dunnigan Comedy.
I'm begging you to come.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a thing where I'm acting cool. I'm begging people at this point.
Kyle, as I've said before, you guys know all the great impersonations and voices, but his stand-up is just straight stand-up and funny as shit.
I thank you
way more than once.
I'm trying to bring in the impressions, and I've got a projector I'm putting up, and I'm trying to do live face swapping and like bring in more internet people from our YouTube show, kind of what you do with your thing. But I'm just a little nervous about the tech.
Well, you did
that's
it.
A problem.
You did it at Laughs with Paul Bryan.
Yes,
that was
a tech. Wasn't that a tech disaster?
Well, I just remember being awesome.
It went pretty well, actually.
Well, let's go with that.
Okay.
We have.
I don't remember the name.
I don't either.
We have a Rotten Tomatoes game queued up with all characters that Kyle does.
No, okay.
How nice.
But we also, was informed or forgot about. Matt Fondelier, assistant.
He's
Matt
at the
Fondelier.
Bottom of this list of luminaries. Michael Jackson, Elon Musk,
Jeff Goldblum.
Fondelier.
Fondelier, although because he's not a household name and there's not a lot of footage of him, he has to speak, I think, to prime Kyle.
Yeah, I always forget
a little bit.
We can do that for you.
Mm-hmm. Get him on the horn.
So let's.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on, boss? There he is. There's my guy.
Just
there
like that. Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, got the hotel. Got the wrong hotel, boss. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that was a big issue.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Hey, listen, last week.
Yeah.
When you were going to Tahoe on your second honeymoon or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful Tahoe, dude.
Yeah, well, we.
A lot of Malibus.
Yeah, we were in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have. We should have rented a car. We spent like $800 on Ubers. You should have sorted that out before we left.
That's on me, boss. That's on me. And I know you wanted to sit the Marriott, and I sent you a Motel 8, and it was the M that kind of got me screwed up.
Yeah.
So what happened with the TSA number? It should have been input at the beginning.
I need to hear him again.
No,
it fades so fast.
I had a great time.
Oh, yeah, we had a great time on there.
Yeah, so then I go to check in on a flight, and I got there's no clear.
There's no pre-check.
Not out of Philly, and my pre-check, there's no pre-check on the ticket.
Yeah, oh, shit, but I forgot your pre-check. I forgot about that. Sorry about that. And also, you wanted your dog on the plane, and it was in the cargo there. Sorry about that, Bob.
Yeah, I barely made the flight.
Yeah, your kid was in the cargo, too. That's on me, boss.
Yeah, okay, well,
Matt, will you talk again? It just yeah, slowly fades.
Again, I do appreciate you letting me take the time off. Great trip. A lot of great times ahead.
Why don't we try this? You know the dreidel song, right, Matt?
The dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made out of clay, boss.
I mean regular original, Matt. Regular Matt.
When it's dry and ready, dreidel, I'll play.
All right, now put a little into it, and let's just hear your version of it, and then Kyle's version of it.
Let's really hear the melody.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
I had a little dreidel.
I had a little dreidel.
I had a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
When it's dry and ready.
What kind of Jew are you?
He's celebrated Christmas his whole life.
Oh, I had a little dreidel. I made it out of clay.
And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I shall play. It has a lovely body with legs so short and thin.
No one knows
that
bird.
And when it gets all tired, it drops and then I win.
She's a
dreidel, 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 dreidel. I made it out of clay.
All right, sorry. Go ahead, Kyle.
And do it. Can you, Mac, can you do that more Matt-like? That you didn't really sound like Matt, the right Matt.
That was good. Just amp up the Matt.
Pretend Matt's drunk.
20% more Matt.
More like animated.
I have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh, dreidel, I shall play.
He screams it.
All right. Yeah. Give it a try.
Today on Hanukkah, Hanukkah. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I scream this dreidel song. And when it's dry and ready, oh, dreidel, I will pray.
Just like him.
No, just, I mean, name that Matt.
That was
that
Cruise
the first
Matt.
One
the
second one? Yeah, that was good. All right. You want to do, well, what about a song? What song do you know? Old MacDonald?
Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
All right.
Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm, there was a pig. Dreidel, it will play. I don't know.
That's an improved.
Yeah, all right. Sure. I think we've done our experiment.
I think we should do that for 10 more minutes.
It was
super satisfying.
Yeah.
All right. Should we play the Rotten Tomatoes game? Now, this is all characters that Kyle knows and does.
Has everyone signed up at KyleDunningham.com for my tour yet? Dawson?
KyleDunningham.com.
While the song's playing, everyone go sign up.
You know what's cool? This eForms, who does I have ads with, they bought Kyle Dunnigan for me, and then now I have that back.
Oh, nice.
So good.
Comedy, I have both.
Oh, you got it
which
back.
Which is great, yeah. Anyway. Here we go.
Listen to that noise. That's a high falsetto. Flicks, and the gang makes their picks, guessing if it's rotten or fresh. If they guess it exactly, we'll get a bonus five. It's the Rotten Tomatoes game. You know how we do it. Give me the Rotten Tomatoes game. Now it's time to play it.
All right, so this week we're dedicating.
It just reminded me of a joke, President Biden.
Yes, sir.
I've been doing this joke up on stage, and I feel kind of apprehensive doing it in front of you.
Right, man. Look, we all got to come together, man. Support.
Okay.
This is a joke.
I have sadly it's been getting a real big laugh, which is talking about, remember George W. Bush? He was doing that press conference like 10 years ago, and someone threw a shoe at his head.
Yeah, that's right. The shoe conference. Yeah. All right.
Well, it wasn't a shoe conference.
Look, this doesn't sound like a topical joke right off the top.
No.
Sounds like you're going back too far, man.
No, but it is based on something else that's more topical. It's just going to give it. Somebody threw a croc at me up on stage when I was making fun of crocs. And that reminded me of the W story where they threw the shoe at him. You know?
Man.
Anyway, I was...
Is that the whole joke?
No, it's not
very good.
No. But the whole joke is... if you watch the film, he slipped it nicely, like a boxer.
Yes, he
like
did.
He didn't flail his arm. He did better than Duck. He slipped. Oh. Like good boxer, like Floyd Mayweather slips punches. He just slipped it.
He paused to let him aim.
And then he slipped it. And I said, you throw a shoe at Joe Biden's head, you will kill him. He'll be in the rotunda.
Yeah, that's
the following story. Sunday, he will be laying in state. You will kill Joe Biden. You throw a hirachi at Joe Biden. And again, I'm sorry. It's kind of at your expense.
It's a good joke. Hey, man, did you shit my pants or did I? Who did this?
I'm pretty sure they're your pants, right?
Come on, jury's out. Let's play some tomatoes.
All right, here we go.
This week's game is dedicated to the many voices rolling around in Kyle Dunnigan's head. We'll begin with this Whoopi Goldberg comedy featuring a cameo from the one and only Donald Trump.
Hold on. Bill Maher?
Oh, great.
Okay.
Oh, great. I'm on this show again. It's so good for my career.
Well, I just want to talk because I know the Christmas vacation's coming up and you and Sarah Silverman go to Hawaii every year and you do a stand-up show. And, you know, I just told a pretty funny Joe Biden joke. I think you kind of see I got chops.
That was a great setup for a joke.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So maybe I'm not saying I headline, but I could feature or like MC. You know what I mean? Like, I go up there, do like a tight 15, 20 minutes, then I bring Sarah up, you know?
Yeah,
and then,
you know what else you could do? You could buy a ticket and watch the show.
But I mean, then I wouldn't be on stage.
Right.
I mean, the audience wouldn't be able to enjoy my comedy.
Right. No, that's like a good point. Let me think about it. Okay.
It sounds like you're being sarcastic.
I'm not. I would love to have you on the show. I'm sure it would be a much better follow if I could follow you.
Well, and also
set me up, and they go, oh, there's a joke.
Yeah.
There's real comedy. If you go first.
Well, I would warm them up.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You've, quote, warmed them up.
Right. So, and also, I'm a pretty good hang. Like backstage, you know, you and Sarah smoking a little spleef, you know, making fun of people we know, you know, who aren't in the room.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, get really, really drugged up, we'll find you entertaining, is what you're saying.
No. I'm funny anyway, just kind of unnaturally on my feet.
Excuse me?
Funny, regular fun. I'm just funny just hanging. You know, there's a good hang. We're in Hawaii. That's a good vibe. Me, Sarah.
No, definitely. We're going to do this.
Yeah.
I know we talk about this.
Yeah, every year.
And every year, it just doesn't happen. And I don't know why.
But I told my kids, you know, this year.
Oh, I love your kids.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I can't wait to hang out with your children in Hawaii.
Yeah, they're great. Good.
Right. Much more fun than black hookers.
Yeah.
Your children.
Well, I think they serve a different purpose.
Absolutely do.
All right, but listen, Sonny's great, Natalia's great, they love Hawaii. I could write this thing off. I'm not asking for a lot of money, but obviously there's a business here. I get a little scratch. I just kind of, you know, just, look, cover the flights, cover the hotel, whatever. You know, food, whatever, Ubers, fine. I don't
your
need to walk
can
out.
Work that out.
Yeah, I need to walk out.
You don't have to worry
Let
about
the
that.
People work it
I'll
out.
I'll have Baby Doll call your
right.
people.
There's no point in us even talking right now because the people will work it out.
Yeah. Just make sure and tell your people to expect a call from Baby Doll because
just keep the black hookers coming.
Let's just not let another year go by. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
all right.
That would be a tragedy.
Yeah.
This will be that much more awkward a year from now.
Yeah. And I'll do some specific Hawaiian comedy. You know what I mean?
Right.
What?
I know you say Mahala.
I said Mahalo.
You could just say that, and then
we'll
go on.
I think the audience are going to.
Why don't you just go on and say Mahala?
Mahalo.
Mulholland.
Yeah, they're gonna
drive.
Your crowd, your crowd's going to love
right.
me. They're going to erupt like a volcano.
It might sound like, get the hell off there, but that eruption, that's love in Hawaii.
I think it's
kind of like how Mulholland is hello and goodbye. Get the fuck off the stage. It's like, we love you, Adam, so don't take offense.
Look, we're both veterans. We share a lot of the same
You've
audience.
You've been having a podcast for a while, and I've been doing comedy, and we should meld those two. Because that's what people want.
Well, your audience obviously
chatting.
Respects me.
It's a weird agreement.
All right.
Total agreement.
Where were we?
Some tentative
we'll have
sorry,
the same
Dawson.
Conversation
Whoopi.
A year from now.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Let's just play the same tape next year.
Okay.
Donald Trump has a cameo in this film.
Oh, great.
That was clearly ahead of its time. Whoopi plays Terrific. An investment banker who isn't taken seriously as a black woman and therefore creates a fictitious white man to handle all of her financial deals. The film also co-stars Diane West.
Weist.
Weist, you idiot.
I thought it was a typo.
It's Weist, you dummy. Jesus.
And Eli Wallach. From any corrections on that one?
No.
1996. The Associate.
Never heard of this.
The Associate.
They used to make, these were all these 90s movies where like take her and put her in the corner
Straight talk.
Of us. And yeah.
Dawson, the secret of my success.
You guys 100% know Diane Weiss.
Hi, Gary.
Yep.
That's right.
That's her.
That's right. From
Parenthood. Speaking to
Great
Ray.
Movie.
To Joaquin, River Ray. Yeah, right. Not River, Joaquin.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
A young Joaquin.
President Trump, Donald Trump. What should we call him? He's called Donald.
Supreme Leader.
No, I was going to say, we call you President Trump, we call you Mr. Trump, okay. We call Donald.
Okay. All three.
It's always President. Once you leave office, yeah.
That's right.
All right, we'll call you President.
Supreme Leader, President. Okay.
Oh, so just President Trump then.
President Supreme Leader Trump.
All right.
That's the title.
Now, were you friends with Whoopi before the film?
Look. Whoopi, great black. Great black. We got along very well.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific. Bit mouthy. Talks a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know, boy. Have you seen her on The View? I don't think she's a fan of yours anymore.
That's all for TV. Okay.
Oh, you don't think she means
it?
We're
very friendly on this film. Interesting. You know?
Uh-huh. So,
one time we had a problem. You know, I said, could you hang up my coat?
She was starring in the movie.
Right, but I didn't want my coat anymore. Right, and she was there, so I said, look, hang this up.
But you didn't know she was starring in the movie?
I had a hunch.
What?
But, she had that vibe.
What year was this?
That she was better than Trump.
96, 25 years ago.
So you just think you see a random black woman, you hand her your coat.
I mean, that's one way to put it. But anyway, she's very sensitive to those sort of things. But, okay.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about Whoopi before. Ted Danson, remember him?
Did blackface.
Yeah, they were friends. You know, they dated. You know,
it didn't age well, did it? That Halloween costume.
Jury's still out. Did but you ever attracted to Whoopi? I know you kind of like the blondes.
Ted Danson, I've been a little bit chubbed up with the cheers and the other.
Mm-hmm.
Thinks he's done.
Yeah.
Whoopi.
You're attracted to her physically?
Whoopi is sort of the opposite. It's she sort of makes an innie. You know what I mean?
You mean like... Not the best looking woman.
No.
Okay, but not attractive. So not attractive.
Whatever the opposite of attractive is, is how I feel about that.
She's no Stormy Daniels.
She's no Stormy, no. Stormy. I'm going to knock over this table with my boner if you say that word again. That's for sure.
All right. So, 1996. Whoopi made a whole bunch of horrible movies in a fairly short period of time. This sounds very formulaic. Mm-hmm. And also, it's funny when it's kind of interesting. We were talking to Abel at the beginning about Serpico and Bad Lieutenant and stuff like that. There was not the Bad Lieutenant was the 70s, but there was these 70s gritty taxi driver like New York. And then there was like bubbly up 90s.
Yes. Corporate.
Right.
Big and things like,
The
Big.
Remember Baby Boom?
Yeah, it's just like, oh. And I watched both of them. I've never really been to New York. I was like, this New York? Yeah. Like, which New York?
Yeah.
What is
alternate
this?
Universe.
Total alternate.
It's a fairyland where anything can happen.
All right. So it's got to be.
President Trump, you locked in?
It's got to be low.
I got to lock in my vote.
Yeah. You got to lock in your vote.
Lock in your
score. I don't like this poster. Behind every great man is a woman. Okay. Not true, first of all. Under every great man. Okay. Closer. Okay.
Wrong
let me go.
Prepositional phrase.
What do I do? A number of 1 to 100.
All right.
100 being the best.
100's the best. Best.
Okay. Okay. And Trump's in this?
Yes.
That's right. Okay. Oh, yeah.
100.
Oh, wow. You write it down.
All right. Trump's in it. I'm not going to go lower than 16.
Yeah, I may have gone high at 21.
I had 21 written down and changed it to 16.
I locked it in early at 17.
I'm locked in at 100. It's a Trump movie. Trump's in it. So terrific. So
the
terrific.
Associate is rotten. At 28%.
Oh! Beloved.
Man, should have kept my 21.
Next, we have a film co-starring Jeff Goldblum.
Yes. I hope it's Jurassic Park.
I hope it's Vibes.
This movie was definitely a conversation piece back in the mid-90s. It centers around a mysterious albino teenager.
Oh, wow.
With extrasensory perception
powder
and the ability to heal the sick. While he's ostracized by the community and feared at school, Goldblum plays one of his teachers trying to help out. Co-starring Mary Steenburgen, Lance Henriksen, Sean Patrick Flannery in the title role from 1995. Powder.
Wasn't the director involved in some
something with the kitties?
Something with the kitties. Yeah, there was a very distasteful.
Both I and the director. Oh. Yes, we had a little touchy feely game.
Oh my!
Yes, 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 yes.
This is we live mic.
Yes, we would say 1, 2, 3, 4. I declare a tug of war. Yes, with everybody on set.
Everybody
not well received. Yes, yes, yes.
This movie was one of those movies they forced on the public. Like, it was like powder. Like, you've got to come on. And everyone was kind of like, do we have to see this movie? And they're like, yes, it's powder. Like,
yeah, I didn't see it. I don't know what a big deal it was. I mean, like you said, they made it a big deal.
They made it a big deal, but was it a big deal?
It wasn't. I do remember the promos everywhere. Everyone knew about powder, right. No one saw or liked powder.
Did this come out around the same time as when John Travolta played an angel?
Yes.
I feel like those commercials weren't at the same time.
I feel like that was later 90s.
Oh.
Well, I don't know for
that
sure.
I was Michael.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a bunch of these of the same ilk movies.
You're thinking of the one where he had extra powers.
Maybe.
Travolta,
yes.
And he was like
phenomenon. It was like an area of movies where it was like someone got struck by it. The writer didn't want to explain how something happened. Like, a big light comes down and guys got powers. Okay, next.
K-Pax was another
one. Oh, I remember that one.
Everyone I know who's been hit by lightning is dumber than they were before they got hit by lightning.
Or they switched personalities with their dad.
They can't open a pickle jar without touching it. You know what I mean?
But wait, somehow, let's write this movie.
The guy gets hit by lightning, gets dumber.
Yeah, like we both kind of thought of it just now. Because I set you up.
You did. You did. Yeah, okay. You did set me up.
Yeah, so there's a lawsuit.
All right. This is a movie, like, it was precious. It kind of loved itself. It thought it was making a statement.
Yeah. Right. That outsider.
To be important.
The poor lead actor, like, you're just going to be all in powder and no one will recognize you.
Yeah. Was he in anything else?
I don't even know.
Sean Patrick Flannery? He's in The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Isn't he? Wait, am I thinking of the wrong guy?
Sean Patrick Flannery did other things.
He's a fairly famous actor.
I want to look it up, but I don't want to be told I'm cheating.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Sean Patrick Flannery.
All right. All right.
Wait, he was on this show.
Yeah, he's been a guest on the show, yeah.
Wait, he was...
Boondock Saints.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He looks very different than when he played powder.
Well, he shaved his head and dipped it in talcum.
He sure did.
It's hard to reckon. Wore sunglasses. It's hard to recognize people.
Okay.
Sometimes. and then 26 years goes by, so you don't.
You make some valid points.
He doesn't walk through a mall and go, "Hey, powder guy," with a full beard.
Powder.
All right. I didn't see it. It was like it was a likable thing, but didn't turn out to be that good. It felt like it was an important movie that was making a statement about society or something, and it just wasn't that good. But was it bad? I say we locked in.
Yep.
49.
Yeah, I think the critics killed this and went 32.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. What was it generally about?
We don't know.
Kid has special powers. He's albino. He's like tortured at school. Okay.
It's the Dunnigan story.
Yeah. It's long before the white privilege thing kicked in.
Literally.
Very white.
So much white privilege.
Powder would have been.
I say 46.
Yes, I was in this film, but I never saw it. I give it 63 tickles. Yes.
Powder is rotten. At 50%.
Oh, okay.
Right on.
All right.
What is 51 fresh?
Wow, 60.
That's 60.
60. Okay. That's a D-.
People added 69. All right.
Yeah.
Our next film doesn't actually feature Paul McCartney, but it is all about his music, or more specifically, a world without his music.
Boom!
Brian hated this movie.
It's a fantasy comedy about a young man who wakes up one day realizing no one besides him has ever heard of the Beatles. The romantic comedy is directed by Danny Boyle and features performances from Himesh Patel, Lily James, no corrections there, Kate McKinnon.
It's wrong.
And James Corden from 2019, Yesterday.
Yesterday.
I wanted so badly to like this, and I hated it.
I know. I wanted to like it, too. I actually had an idea for a movie, and I was like, oh, I can't do it now because this. And my idea was better, I think, which is a guy can go back in time and then goes back and joins them before they started writing their songs.
And he starts writing their songs.
And he's the hero who wrote them all. It's way better, you guys. But I was too lazy to write it.
Brian, what's the movie I liked that I think had the same writer, the where he uses a time machine?
In Time, the closet movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's
not in time.
About time.
About Time.
Thanks.
So that's the same writer, right?
This is the same writer as Love Actually and Think About a Boy, possibly.
Okay. Kyle, I'll be the film executive, the studio executive.
Okay.
You pitch me this Beatles Go Back in Time movie.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much for your time. So just real quick, you know the Beatles, right?
Oh yeah.
The band.
Big.
This is a story about a boy who's like a real loser. No one likes him. He's stupid. He has no talent. But he does have a time machine. He was struck by lightning and suddenly he has a time machine. So he gets in it and he can go
like
anywhere.
Powder.
A lot like Powder. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly like Powder. Mm-hmm. Almost the same movie.
He
like
goes
Powder
back
too. Yeah,
to
goes
join
back.
The Beatles?
Well, first he can go anywhere. So he's like, maybe I should save, I don't know, 9/11. Maybe I should do something like this. But he's like, what about, you know, living my dream and being like a huge rock star?
What happened on 9/11? I'm an executive. I'm a film executive. I'm kind of busy. Kind of in my world.
There was like a... It's planes.
Let's not get caught up in the past.
Anyway,
keep going. I'll look it up later.
So he goes back in time and he meets, you know, like John, you know, George, you know, back there.
Those are Beatles, right?
And then he just writes all their songs.
Okay.
And then he's like the main guy.
I like it. I get the beats. I get the flavor. I know what it's, you know. The Beatles catalog's super expensive. But we handle the Bengals. Okay? And so if this same guy could go back. You ever see Juana Man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If the same guy could go back and become a Bengal and then dress as a woman.
God, I really was kind of.
To be like the chubby bass player, you know, like Mrs. Doubtfire meets Yesterday, you know, like constantly like in the bathroom with the wig. Like, don't come in, Dad. You know what I mean?
Because
we've cleared all the, you know, the song where they walk like Egyptian.
Yeah, no, the Bengals are good. And that's a good idea. Like, I could see that.
I could see this with that.
Maybe we should, I don't know.
We're not going to clear the Beatles. We're not going to clear any of the catalog.
We don't do all the songs.
Yeah, two songs is way more than this building's worth.
Maybe it's still the Beatles, but they wrote the Bangles songs?
You know, Manic Monday, you know, it's just another one. It's, you know, just another Manic one.
So you go back as a...
Bangle.
Dude,
it makes sense.
A Beatle, but we cover Bangle songs.
Yeah, we just act like those are the tunes, you know.
No, you're right, because you go back far enough, they're not the Beatles yet, so we don't even know who they could be.
Right, you know.
And first off, I love alliteration. You got the Bangles, you got the Beatles, you know what I mean?
Still good songs,
like who's gonna know?
Walk like an Egyptian, you know. That's still a hit song.
Yeah, I can see McCartney. Man, look, he could fucking make Farajaka sound like a hit.
I could see Paul McCartney writing Eternal Flame. Nice ballad.
Close your eyes, you know. Close them. Don't leave them open there. Have them work.
Can you do the dreidel song just for me?
Dreidel, 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 you know.
And see.
I made out of clay. All right. So just deal with it. Just spin it. It's fine.
All right. So this is one of those songs. This is another movie that thought it was precious or something.
Yes, and this movie had a lot of problems.
But it was pitched like, oh, this is so cool.
Oh, so it's so heartwarming and cute. And
feel good alternate universe.
Oh, it was another lightning storm where suddenly something happened.
Didn't the power line down as he went to sleep or something?
It was a blackout, yeah.
Yeah, great.
So, you know, those blackouts make you forget the Beatles. You know?
All right, but... It's covered with Beatles songs, right?
Oh, start to finish.
How?
I mean, they're all covered.
Right. How much is Let It Be to be in a movie? Is that $200,000?
Oh, no. It's got to be more.
Really?
But then how much could the critics hate it if it's just wall-to-wall Beatles songs?
Yeah, there's at least a dozen Beatles songs represented in this movie.
All right, you got the Beatles songs. You got an Indian guy at the lead. You know, a little diversity there.
You got a nice what if.
And it is cute and whimsical.
Give it a few points.
Yeah, I think it's going to be high.
I never really saw it. Brian hated it.
I hated it, too. I hated it. And then they went, he found John Lennon, who's just like a longshoreman.
It's Robert Carlos.
And they were like, hey, what's up?
I'm Joel. I'm John just sitting like on the long I fish. I just fish now.
He's
just
living in the meadow.
Yeah.
All right. We locked in.
Yeah.
It's based on not thinking it's a good movie. The critics might like it. I give it 71.
Mm. Yeah. The only thing that pissed me off more than the movie itself was the fact that critics fell for this bullshit. 84.
Oh, wow. Mm.
I already wrote down 83. I'm not doing a Price is Right on you.
No, I see it. And I already wrote down 76.
Liar.
Yesterday is fresh at 63%.
Oh.
Barely.
Oh, never been happier to be so wrong.
Public.
But the people had it 89. All
the
right.
People loved it. It's got me songs in it, you know. We used to cross dress. That wasn't in the movie.
Hey, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You're what, 81 now?
Something like that, you know.
Maybe we should let a little gray creep in around the temples.
No. Gotta keep it. There might be another one-legged woman around the corner. Gotta look good.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Hopping on by
there. Your hair shouldn't be the exact same color it was at those bars in Hamburg in the early 60s.
You're wrong.
Okay.
You know.
I'm
gotta
saying
look good for the
you're
lashes.
You're Paul McCartney. You're gonna get laid. Just you're in your 80s. A little gray creeping
look
around
down
the
below,
temple.
I let go. So
oh, you
like
go
a
down
surprise.
Below.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a little gray surprise down there.
Well, I got something for the hair down there I can give you after the show.
What are we
Paul.
Talking about here?
Well, you let it
All
go
right,
down
I'll try.
Below.
I've never gone gay, but I'll try.
All right. What do we got, Dawson?
Once again, we're featuring a film that doesn't actually star Michael Jackson, but he sang the song that essentially became the theme for the movie. The song is called Will You Be There?
Yay.
Whether or not you remember it, certainly you remember the iconic poster featuring an orca whale mid-flight over his young human companion from 1993, Free Willy. Yeah.
Free, yay.
This became the best punchline of all time.
I know, there's so many dumb jokes about Free Willy. So sort of it's a comedic. Also, the version of it's like got milk, like
yes.
People would use it
and
think they were clever.
And as a fat joke, they'd be like, what are you, Free Willy?
Right.
Wasn't that in Tommy Boy? When they're yelling, huckling them
when
on
he's
boat,
on the
free
sailboat.
Willy! Free Willy!
I say that to my friends who come to my house. What a Free Willy?
I thought it. Now, remember a movie we never talk about, Willard.
Yeah, because he the song from Willard, too.
Ben.
Mm-hmm, Ben.
I don't know
Willard.
Why.
The two of us, we look no more.
I don't know Willard. Why the name of the movie was Willard was the name of the guy.
Yep.
And Ben was
ben
the name
was
of the
rat.
And, yeah. Weird. By the way, here's, you know, you try to think of the, you know, how devoid of entertainment or anything stimulating at all my childhood was.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the movie Willard was a movie about tons of rats, and when Ben was like the king of the rats, and they would do his bidding and blah, 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 early 70s kind of schlock. But I remember looking at like my grandmother's TV guide, and there was something like a factoid thing, and it was like, the way they get all the rats to chew away at the door, you know, they all go chew, so they put peanut butter on there. That was enough entertainment for 4 years for me. Like,
oh,
I remember
boy.
Just walking around like, oh, they put peanut butter on a door. Like, well, this is, it's opened up a new world to me intellectually. Like, I mean, I'm just thinking, they put peanut butter. Like, that's all it took. It turns out every creature on the planet will do your bidding for peanut butter.
Yes. Yeah.
You could have a fucking rat in your attic, it's like baited with peanut. You could have a Tasmanian devil or a fucking llama. It doesn't matter. Put peanut butter.
Isn't that how they got Mr. Ed to talk?
Yeah. It turns out every creature, except for little 11-year-old boys who go to nice schools on the West Side, are attracted to peanut butter.
Yeah.
That old wives' tale. I don't know if it's or not wives' tale, but it's that story about the woman who with the dog and
I
the family
it was
comes
a guy
home.
Balls.
Mm.
Oh. Maybe it is.
Is that? Well, tell it.
Well, no. I mean, I think it's like
I think
a
you know
tell
thing
it like Michael Jackson, though.
Well, there was a lady. She put peanut butter on her naughty, gross parts.
You call them gross parts?
Yeah, women have that gross little vagina with the fold. Ew. And then the dog comes over. Then the whole family comes home. And they go, what are you doing? And she goes, no.
That's like a, what do you call it? Not an old wives' tale. Myth?
Urban legend.
Urban yeah. legend Above is Emisis. The thing I was thinking about.
Urban Legends, the coach who took the Titans to the play deep into the playoffs,
1 yard away from the title.
That's right.
That peanut butter invented by a black man.
No, which,
is that not true?
That's invented by Andrew Straub
or anyone with teeth with a peanut in their mouth.
No, I did a whole. I was long story, but the point is George Washington Carver invented axle grease and like lantern oil. He invented 200 things for peanut, but he did not do peanut butter.
Why do they teach that in school?
Yeah, that's the only one we learned in fifth grade.
Only one.
I guess axle grease isn't sexy.
Yeah,
11-year-old.
But everyone had a peanut butter sandwich in their lunchbox.
But if he didn't even invent it, when
seems weird.
Talk
but it's also weird,
it.
Like it was in his basement with his mortar and pestle just mashing up peanuts all day. And he's like, hey, woman, bring me my head cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
Like he never fucking did the math down there.
What do I do with this plumpy byproduct?
I don't know. Maybe we'll make some grease out of it.
They were just spreading whole nuts on bread before him.
Andrew Straub.
Was they even news back then? Like, put this just in. Washington Carver's crack the nut. Peanut, that is. No more spreading whole nuts on your bread.
Sorry,
like
black friends. A German guy. A blue, steely, blue-eyed German guy invented peanut butter.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but isn't it? It's a little weird that a black man invented something that would eventually kill a lot of weak white children. Although I guess it never happened.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I know it because I wrote it into a sitcom I was working on. Did Andrew Straub invent or is credited for inventing? I would also argue that if you muddled peanuts, you're kind of de facto inventor of peanut butter, but maybe you got to spread it on some toast.
Yeah, like I don't know salt.
I'd be interested in what they're teaching now because I have a feeling they caught that. I mean, this is when we went to school, but I'm sure they've caught that error now.
I should go in there and go, look, if you guys are going to teach critical race theory, there are other truths from the white man's perspective that I think, look, we're talking about transparency. I think we are. Fine. I'll give you the 1619 project, but I need peanut butter. That's for us.
Red Thank Rover.
You. That's been too long.
Need that one back. I will trade you some CRT for little Peter Pan.
You need peanut butter reparations?
Yeah, just something. And I will talk about Kyle's thought about, you never hear about the inner city black kid going into anaphylactic shock because he had a peanut allergy. Exactly. But it's the killer of rich whitey.
Something to look into. No, yeah,
we're definitely, I'm going
to
get my guys on it. Guys, get on it. Did Andrew Straub?
No.
Oh,
come on. So the U.S. National Peanut Board credits three modern inventors.
Oh, they're so woke.
Marcel Gilmore of Montreal.
Yeah, right.
John Harvey Kellogg.
Oh.
Oh.
And then a businessman from St. Louis named George Bail.
All white as
George
powder.
Bale.
Mm-hmm. They're all powder white.
Struck by lighting. Yeah. Didn't a black man
what
invent
Andrew
the gear
Straub
shift?
Invent?
Let me check.
Black man invented the automatic gear shift. You know that?
I think credited for the stoplight.
Yes, stoplight.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
You guys should be teachers.
Wait, do you want to do that?
We should teach?
Yeah, enough of this.
Yeah.
Chatting.
Yeah.
Let's teach someone.
We'd go,
off the top of your head, all extemporaneous.
Yeah.
We'd name our class history? Like big question
or
mark
just,
on
like, hunch? Things we have hunches about?
His story.
Yeah. What did Andrew Straub invent?
I'm not even finding him.
Michael Jackson's greatest hits.
Oh, boy. All right. So now you got to find that Fox animatic with that part in it because I looked it up. Oh, maybe things have changed. All right. Where the hell were we? Free Willy.
Free Willy.
Became a punchline. Everyone loved it. But did the critics?
Kids
I mean,
movie.
They had to feel like freeing the orca. Mm-hmm. You know, this is good for critics. But Michael, ever any thoughts?
Yeah, I didn't see this movie because of the poster. I was very offended.
Why are you offended?
He must have owned a whale at some point.
Big fat lady about to fall on that little boy.
That's an orca whale. I think you'd be a fan of the orca because they're black and white.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're the No. You're the human representation of an orca.
No.
Yeah, no. I mean, yes. No, yes.
No, that's a fat lady, and she's about to fall a little boy.
No, no. She's jumping. No, don't cry, Michael. Don't cry. No. He's jumping. He's jumping to freedom.
My bed if he's crushed.
The whale won't be in your bed?
The little boy, if he gets all crushed. Well, I guess I could fit more boys in the bed.
If oh, if they're smaller?
Smaller, yeah.
Yeah, like when you recycle and you take that can and mash it down.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell that Andrew Straub invents. Drive me nuts.
I'm like, I think you, Ambrose Straub. I think
Ambrose?
Said Ambrose.
Ambrose Straub?
Yeah, we're looking.
Okay.
We'll sorry, boss. It. Can't find it.
Come on. Free Adam. All right. Well, we're in what the championship got? Rounds here. I mean, I don't know if this is a schmaltzy movie that the critics sort of no turn idea. Their nose at or up or at, or it's like a really good movie. I mean, I think thematically they're going to like it. I feel like I'm clinging on to a smallish lead. Everyone locked in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll go.
Locked in.
I'll go 63.
I think this is either make or break for me. I think that this was a surprisingly good movie.
Oh,
I said 81.
Oh, no.
What the fuck do I know?
You're going to lose.
Well, this might be where I spin out. I figured it can't be great. They're not going to punish it too bad, though. I said 55.
Adam, I wrote this before you said yours.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it 63 toddlers.
63, just yeah. 63 percentage.
Toddlers, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just percentage.
Yes.
Regular percentage.
Tee-hee.
Free Willy is fresh.
Yes!
At 71.
Oh, my God.
Wow. We got a game. The people had it at 50%.
All right, Adam.
People didn't like it.
Ambrose Straub of St. Louis patented a peanut butter making machine.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
So
yes.
He made the machine.
Yes. Made it creamy and smooth.
So before the peanut butter machine. If you'd order a peanut butter sandwich, the guy would go, okay, give me like 3 days. Yeah. Come back.
Ball
like, I'm kind of hungry now. Well, it's going to take a while, but he mechanized it. He brought it to
that's
the people.
Smart.
All right.
All right, final round.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, a 2-for-1 Kyle Dunnigan special.
Oh.
Our final film stars both Sylvester Stallone
yo.
And Ray Liotta.
Yo, look at this. What movie is this?
It's about crooked cops, and it co-stars the likes of Harvey Keitel, Robert De Niro, Michael Rapaport, and Robert Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
Directed by James Mangold, who later went on to direct Ford versus Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
And is currently filming Indiana Jones 5 from 1997, Copland.
Did anybody see this?
No, it was no. The biggest thing was like Stallone put on 11 pounds.
Yes, right.
You
know?
Yeah, I was a real hero there with the food I ate.
This was supposed to be Stallone's like serious right. breakout role.
We're supposed to be Paul Bryan. Shut up! You don't know nothing.
No,
this was my breakout.
No, you were excellent in it. I think it was well reviewed, Sly.
That's right, it was. I won an Oscar for this movie.
You did?
I don't remember
yes,
that.
I do believe I did. I don't hear myself no more.
Oh, well, we'll find your volume down
you
there somewhere. Yeah, we hear you. Great, Sly. Did so you now again, you kind of wasn't the ripped up, shredded up Rocky Rambo Sly. It was a meteor.
You
know, more believable.
Like you looked like yo, I figured it out. You know, I used my brains. Comes in to fix my microphone.
You used to be, yep. You know, before that you were always very sinewy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to look up that word. Hold on
sinewy.
One second.
Svelte.
Sinewy.
No, hold on. I got to look up two words now. Sinewy and
sinewy.
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 Strident. Svelte. Strident. Yes, I was sinewy. All of those things.
You were sinewy.
Wrapped up in the one.
Mm-hmm.
But for this film, you know, I really worked on my acting just by eating a lot of food. You know?
Uh-huh. All right. Now, I kind of remember this movie was well received, but yeah. I didn't remember wanting to watch it.
I never saw it. I remember it was supposed to be really good and like show off Sly's acting chops. No offense, Sly. And I don't know if
you're
I quite got there.
Thin line there, Bob Brown.
Well, you're just not noted for your acting ability.
Now the two of you.
Both of us.
Well, I start
no, I note you for your acting.
Nothing. I don't know nothing.
I loved Rhinestone.
You didn't even see Rambo
I did. 6.
I HIV blood. You didn't even see that one.
No, I didn't see that one. Yeah. Over the top, Rambo, Rhinestones.
Rambo gets AIDS in that
Tango
one.
And Cash.
Tango and Cash.
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Yeah.
That's right.
Tango and Cash Tango. Is awesome.
It's actually originally entitled Tango and Also Cash. Mm. But the studio didn't like
it. I love the opening scene of Tango and Cash when you point your revolver at that semi-truck and they put the brakes on and they
and
both
I say, hasta la vista, baby.
No, that's a Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I got hit by Drago pretty hard, so yeah. Sometimes I screw things up.
All right, so Brian didn't like it or didn't see it. No one saw it. It was supposed to be good, but was it good?
I didn't like that fucking movie. I was in that fucking movie. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it, Ray?
Yeah, they didn't let me smoke, you know?
Oh, Chantix wasn't invented then.
Fucking Chantix wasn't even around then.
Ray, have you had a lot of work done? I feel like...
No, I didn't have no fucking work done. Karen did.
Karen had work done?
Yeah, Karen had a lot of work done. Stupid bitch. Go
ahead. All right. I feel like I'm... got us maybe a small lead here. I got to try to protect it. I'm scared to just go down the middle at 50. I feel like they like this movie a little bit. I'm going to go try to protect that lead at 65.
Shit, exactly what I have, 65.
55.
I give this movie 47 Stallones.
You know? Copland is certified fresh.
No way.
76%.
I thought this movie was a punchline. Like I thought people made fun of Copland.
Yeah. It was just all right.
Yeah, 67. So got a little bump probably for the Stallone doing his acting.
This time?
Gina Grad.
Someone's not making the podium.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you made the podium,
Thank
Gina.
Thank you, God.
Like the 100th consecutive time.
Thank you.
Kyle Dunnigan and the many voices in his head did not make the podium.
Oh, come on, man.
I think the associate really got him off to a bad start. 100.
Also, possibly rigged. Is this possibly a rigged thing?
Kyle's score, 142.
Oh, boy.
That sounds good.
It's robust.
Bad. Pretty bad. Mm-hmm.
The aforementioned Gina Grad on the podium with a score of 65.
Oh.
And congratulations. You beat bald Brian.
Really?
How's that possible?
Brian got a 67.
Oh, wow. Edged out.
Ooh, Adam might have.
Mm-hmm. Steve a 66.
But the big win with a score of 40 goes to Adam Carolla.
On a roll.
Rigged.
Come on,
game.
Trump. You're not number one the time.
Stupid game.
Come on.
Make no sense.
If you were
the tomatoes. What does that even mean?
If you would have won, you wouldn't call it a stupid game.
Yeah, right. Of course. If I won.
It's the Rotten Tomatoes game. You know how we do it.
Ambrose Straub.
You guys remember when Stallone got nominated for an Oscar 5, 6, 7 years ago for Creed? And like the thing was, oh, he's going to win it for career achievement. And I'm like, career achievement? For the Tango and Cash guy is going to win a Career Achievement Award?
Oh, come on.
Watch it.
You better watch your mouth, son.
Watch your mouth.
The Copland guy is going to win Career Achievement
Award? This is a Stallone house.
That is a footnote in De Niro's career. Who never admit to being in it.
Well,
that's the highlight of it.
I got fat. Shut up.
Wouldn't be for acting, but I mean...
Career Achievement.
Writing.
Well, Career Achievement, I mean, it would have been for Rocky 1 through whatever.
Sure.
It would have been for the, obviously...
Judge Dredd.
No, well, they're doing another Judge Dredd, I think. Rambo, one through whatever, then into Creed, but then also the...
Cobra.
Cobra, my favorite. Oh, God.
Let's say Expendables.
Expendables.
He's done more harm than good.
I know,
screen.
But what I'm saying is, like, who the fuck has done multi-franchises?
Terminator.
Wait a minute. All right, let me tell you about Stamps.com. Looking to skip the post office and dodge the hectic holiday traffic this year? Save time, save money with Stamps.com. Stamps.com lets you compare rates, print labels, and access exclusive discounts on UPS and all the UPS services all year long. Up to 40% off of USP and UPS, by the way. All the services, and you get rates up to 76% off UPS. So whether you're selling online, running an office, or you got a little side hustle on, it just makes sense, especially if your business sends out more mail and packages during the holidays. We've used them here for over 11 years now. All the stuff we send out, we always go with Stamps.com. Saves you time, saves you money, and stress around the holidays. It's Stamps.com, right, Dawson?
Save time and money this holiday season with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code Adam for a special offer that includes a four-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click the microphone at the top of the page and enter code Adam.
All right. Do you have that clip from the Bertram animatic?
Yeah.
So you know why I remembered the peanut butter thing here.
Yeah, we'll just start from the middle here, right at the part.
Now, Mr. Bertram, I know you know Carver is a nut-free zone.
Am I the only one who sees the irony in banning peanut butter at a school named after the guy who invented peanut butter?
Actually, he didn't invent peanut butter.
I'm pretty sure the guy who dedicated his entire life to mashing peanuts invented peanut butter, okay?
Ambrose Straub invented peanut butter?
Jesus Christ! You're telling me George Washington Carver made axle grease and lantern oil out of peanuts but missed peanut butter altogether? Then why'd we bother changing the name of the school?
Mr. Bertram, my office now.
That's why I had that vague memory from 10 years ago.
A little Bertram.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do the news right after this. Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is Geico.com today. That's Geico.com.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. Weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gino Grad. Stuff they saw on TMZ. Joe Biden. Kamala. Meet news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gino Grad.
Let's skip over some of the newsier stuff. I definitely wanted to bring this up the other day. Comedian Affion Crockett says he's beefing up security on stage after his stand-up show came to this abrupt halt over the weekend when a woman who was quickly labeled a Karen climbed on stage, wanted to let him know that his jokes were offensive. I don't know if you saw that, but I'm going to show you in a second. Crockett was performing Friday at the Comedy Zone in Jacksonville, Florida, when at some point this woman joined him on stage, of course not invited, and interrupted the show. Unclear what the joke was that triggered her to wander up there, but I have about 60 seconds of what ensued when she got there. It's a little hard to hear. It's from an audience member, but I do have the transcript as well.
What do you want to know? What do you want to know?
I'm a woman.
We know you're a woman. We can tell.
Compared to man. But
good.
You insulted a lot of people tonight.
How? How am I insulting people by talking about sexual matters between adults? I'm talking about consenting adult shit. I have sex with women. So me being up here describing my life is insulting to you? Then how can you speak for the whole crowd and tell me that I'm insulting them? Is anybody insulting?
No!
Sounds like a resounding yes over here.
We're trying to get her off stage.
A resounding agreement.
Here comes somebody ushering her off. Yelling Karen.
Are they chanting Karen?
Yes.
Karen. See, black people be bringing into whatever the fuck they want. Storm the Capitol or storm my goddamn stage.
Do you have any idea what she objected to?
It doesn't say, but that's when the clip started.
Seems like that needs to be part of the story, yes, man. Hey, I got a movie idea, Kyle.
Oh, good.
We're down and out comedians.
Okay.
And we can't get any bookings. The career's long gone and whatever. Mm-hmm. And we stage a viral moment. Right?
Okay.
Where a Karen comes up and it blows up the internet. And all of a sudden, we're Tonight Show and all the bookings go nuts. But at some point, the chick's going to drop a dime on us. Like at some point. Or maybe you find love with her. I'm just trying to think, like, we stage a viral comedic moment and our careers blow up based on that viral moment.
I like that. I don't, it's got no third act.
And no third act.
I'm not going to do this with you, but I will do the other film we talked about.
Well, maybe I'll call my buddy Bill Maher and see if he wants to work with me again.
No, thanks.
Well, don't. You have seen my movies, right, Bill?
Yes. I got 5 minutes into the hammer.
Favorable notices. Very favorable.
Right. All two reviews were thumbs medium up.
No. It's got many reviews. Very favorable.
I did a
lot of nice notices, Bill.
I did a pilot with Afion Crockett, and it was crazy.
Is that him?
Really?
Yeah, it was him and Jamie Foxx did the sketch show, and there was no writers except for two of Jamie Foxx's friends who just got out of jail, did not know how to write sketches, like did not know. And then we'd have these sketches, and Jamie would come in once a week, and he'd read the script, and he'd go, fuck this script, and he'd throw it, and then leave. He'd come up with, like, leather pants and sunglasses, and then the executive producer would be like, no, you have to do the script. And then we finished, and it was very mediocre. And Fox,
what was it for?
It was for Fox. It was and I'm just desperate for this thing to get picked up. I have
what
no
year is
money.
This?
2010.
Mm-hmm.
And so the show's over, it's mediocre, and then Jamie Foxx gets on the mic and he's like, I told you, saying I told you to the executives, and I'm just like, please be quiet. And Afion gets the microphone, he goes, all Fox cares about are their wallets. This show has not been picked up yet.
Right.
I'm standing there like, please shut up. And Fox is paying millions of dollars for this thing. They're paying for this huge crowd to be there, keeping them late, waiting for
a
So
it's a live taping, a live studio taping. Oh, man.
And then we go to this after party, and Eric Andre was on the pilot too. We were just like, what did we do? We get into this, Boa, that restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
It's really a nice
Santa
restaurant.
Monica?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, it's like West Hollywood. So
there's one in Santa Monica.
Jamie Foxx is standing up, and there's people like eating, probably their big night out. And it's a big table. We got there late, and he's going around the table. What's your favorite animal? What's your favorite animal? And everyone's just like, a cow. I mean, a fox. Like, everyone's like scared of him.
Right.
And so he goes, what's your second favorite animal? It's like 20 people he's got to go through. And then he goes, the first animal is who you think you are. The second animal is who you really are. I told Tom Cruise that, and he was blown away.
Wow.
And then the show didn't get picked up. Anyway, that's my Afion Crockett story.
That's amazing. I have gone through several sources. Nobody knows what the joke is. But he said it's a sex joke between two consenting adults. I have a guess.
Yeah.
A sex joke that would have offended many people about two consenting adults. A gay joke?
I don't know. Here's what I'm starting to realize. Like, first off, if this ever happens, like where the Karen wanders up on stage, you can go, I think there's someone at a Trader Joe's not wearing a mask right up the street. And they go, oh, my God.
March right down.
Skedaddle out the door. But there's this thing where, you know, when I was not too long ago, we had like velvet ropes that went around like pictures and statues and museum stuff, and you couldn't cross it. But there was an invisible velvet rope that took place on commercial flights and in Costco's and on stages and stuff where people weren't allowed just to wander into your airspace and start tuning you up, you know?
Yeah. Or people respected the velvet rope. It wasn't just something to climb over and...
Yeah, one more thing. One more reason to hate COVID, it really removed that invisible rope where people just go like walking along the horse rail. Hey, buddy, where's your mask? Like all of a sudden there's these interactions that never took place before. They're done in the name of health now or something, but there's a woke interaction, which is, oh, this guy's making fun of women. I'll just wander up on stage. And there's this thing where listen, this ain't a posse and you've not been deputized. Shut the fuck up. Like, everyone's like, everyone looks at themselves some sort of ambassador mm-hmm. for courage or something, or truth or whatever. Everyone's just, maybe it's Twitter. Everyone yeah. feels deputized. Mm-hmm. Like, that fella's telling jokes up on, I'm going to walk up there. Yeah. Well, like, you're not... We don't need to hear from
they
you.
They see all the other videos, too, right. online. It's like,
the Twitter example is a good example, because where else, when else in history could you just talk to Jeff Goldblum, for example, and be like, hey, man, you suck, or you know, whatever you know, I disagree with what you said. You're a horrible person. Mm. Fill in whatever celebrity, you know what I mean? Like, that is very
attainable. I'd fill it in with Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, Caitlyn.
Get off my stage, man. No, kick your ass.
No, I know. You got big hands.
So. That's right. I
know that.
And shoulders.
Do you still got the parts? I don't know if I
which
ever...
Which parts are we talking about here?
The ones you had on the Weedy box?
Oh, yeah, the Weedy box. Yeah, those are gone.
Okay. I feel like I turned to Gina for that kind of news. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I wasn't using them, you know?
No.
You know, use it or lose it?
Yeah.
I stopped using it, yeah.
I feel like your nut sack's that way?
Yeah, I just sort of tuck it down there.
Gina, does Caitlin still...
I believe Caitlin is fully transitioned.
Fully transitioned.
Yeah, baby!
But, I mean, you still like racing cars and riding in the desert.
Not so much. It's amazing what you lose interest in when you cut your nut sack off.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
no,
you just don't care anymore.
You just...
Yeah.
Oh, so no interest in...
Eh, not as much, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea my balls were keeping me interested in cars, but
yeah.
they were.
Well, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Testosterone, baby. Makes you want to fix a carburetor.
I guess it does. I never thought
you
about it.
You got a lot
it.
Of that, I bet. Seems like it.
Yeah, I do.
All your
do.
Cars and your big nut sack and
yeah,
probably that.
Yeah, it's prodigious. Yeah. Yeah.
Caitlin, and I have a quote from you. I'm wondering if you remember saying this when you went through the final mm-hmm. surgery and you said, the surgery was a success. I feel liberated. It's just a penis. It has no special gifts or use for me other than what I've said before, the ability to take a whiz in the woods.
That's right, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Us girls know.
Yeah. I don't know if
it's useless. You could aim a little better, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way about parts. I can still write my name, by the way, when I pee in the snow.
Oh, really?
You got to really move the feet, though, baby. Right, Gina?
That's
Gina
right.
knows.
That's
Look
right.
at Gina.
That's
she true. Knows. Look at her true. Smile. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Knows, sorry. Baby. So she walked up. They told her to leave. All right. I have another theory, and I've experienced this when we went down to San Diego not too long ago. But... So you guys tell me, she kind of fits the bill,
mm-hmm.
this woman. They're women. Everyone goes to comedy clubs and they drink.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Women sometimes go up a couple octaves. They get a little louder when they drink.
Mm-hmm.
And the most dangerous person in the crowd was the formerly hot blonde who's now 50 and drunk, because they're used to when they... Their whole life, people were feeding them booze.
Yes.
Like, they're from the age of 15 and a half to 43, people are like, you want drinks? I'll get you drinks. Because everyone's like, she's a hot blonde. Let's get her fucking juiced up.
Decisions.
This is going to be great. I'll buy you drinks. I'll give you drinks. And then they got drunk, and then everyone just hangs on every word because mm-hmm. they're trying to bang them. At some point, they jump the shark a little bit. They get a little bit older. But when they start drinking, they go back to high school, yep. junior college. And there's the loudest people in the crowd all the time. It's not the chicks that were homely when they were 15. They're quiet at 45. They've had a life of silence.
Right.
Yeah, baby.
But the chicks who were hot and aren't hot anymore, but they're drunk and that'll fill in the hotness.
Yes.
They're louder and shit out there.
Yeah, baby.
Right. They're also like, after the show, they'll do like, oh, and they want to get a picture or something. Right. Like, it's like a big deal if they push their side boob against you and you're like, I'm not into this. And they're like, but they think we're in high school.
It worked once.
Yeah,
it
worked once.
Multiple times.
It must be weird. Suddenly that doesn't work anymore. It must feel like a crisis of your identity.
Yeah, well, it's essentially a superpower.
Yes.
That wears off slowly, like the worst way, not peeing in a fountain and getting hit by lightning. A superpower where you're at your height of your powers at 19, and every year it just, like a battery.
That's the movie we do.
That's the movie. You just lose. And at some point you're trying to fly and you're hovering a little bit, but you're not soaring, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a real slap in the facelift.
Yes, that was the blonde Florida.
Yeah,
probably had,
that's the tagline.
Had
that's
her right. days. Slap yeah. in the face.
I know who can star in this. It's the aging beauty.
Yeah, baby.
Well, I hope we can do this one real quick because it's all a right. Simpsons story.
Hold on. Let me hit BetterHelp first, and then we'll do a Simpsons story. This podcast sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. We get our cars tuned up to prevent issues down the road. We go to the gym. You go to the doctor if you get a disease or injury. Well, what about therapy? It's routine maintenance for your mental health, your wellness. You can prevent bigger issues down the road. BetterHelp, customized online therapy offering video and video phone and even live chat sessions with a therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. Much more affordable than in-person therapy. And you can start communicating with a therapist in under 48 hours. Why invest in everything else and not invest in this important thing that helps you with everything else? It's BetterHelp, right, Dawson?
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
They screwed up again.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Adam Carolla Show listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Carolla. That's BetterHelp.com/Carolla.
All right, Gina, sorry.
Well, a beloved Simpson character is entering into a same-sex relationship on an upcoming episode of the show. Entertainment Weekly reports that in the November 21st episode titled Portrait of a Lackey on Fire, Smithers will enter a relationship with a billionaire fashion designer and America's Got Fabric judge, Michael DeGraff, I imagine a takeoff on Tim Gunn, who's voiced by actor Victor Garber. Now, they already set the scene for this, and you may remember, Brian, and season 27.
President Trump, what do you think about Simpsons going gay?
Designers gather around.
This doesn't work for me, designers.
This doesn't work for me. That's a great top.
So Homer hosted a bunch of eligible bachelors in this episode from 5 years ago, and I think he ended up with Hank Azaria's character, but it didn't work out.
You have to be gay to do the voice of gay now, right?
Yeah, Victor Garber.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm.
I don't know. I don't roll that deep with gay actors. I'm not sure who is gay.
Let's ask the Caddy Daddy. Mm.
Oh, right. No, yeah. Caddy Daddy's straight.
Who's Caddy Daddy?
Is he?
It's a character I do. Who loves shopping, crushing pussy, Caddy. And gossip.
Is he straight?
Yeah, loves crushing pussy. I love hot ass pussy. And I crush it. Don't you understand?
Well, no, because, I don't know. Well, you know what? Sometimes there's guys from the South.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've ever listened to Daryl Waltrip, famous NASCAR driver.
He's the Southern gentleman.
He's kind of a dandy. You know what I mean? But he's straight.
But he
sounds, I'm from out here.
Andy does that character, Devin Lenderfist, because those are what the Southern guys sound like. The Keeping Up with Chrisley, those reality shows.
Yeah,
he's gay, though, right?
Not out. He has a wife.
Yeah, and
he dresses
family.
Her. I do have a clip, the only clip that's been released so far. Mm-hmm. Let me set it up a little bit. So Michael DeGraff wants to adopt Mr. Burns' puppy, so he's come to see Smithers, and puppy quickly becomes code for boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But first I told him you have some questions about what the puppy's looking for in a companion.
Well, this is an unusual Doberman. Are you prepared for a dog that's sweet? Maybe a little shy, but just wants to give his heart to someone who loves him.
He sounds like a dream come true.
Are the ears clipped?
The puppy's yours, Mr. DeGraff.
Please, it's Michael. This calls for a celebration. Are you free for dinner tonight?
I'm sorry?
You're talented, smart as a whip, and hot in a 1960s Cape Canaveral kind of way. I'd love to take you on a date.
Well, I'd love to say yes.
So here we are.
I don't know if the real Homer Simpsons would be fostering this gay relationship.
5 years ago, we set up eligible bachelors for him. He's had a turn.
I'm just saying the real version of the donut eating. Yeah.
The Carol O'Connor.
Yes. So Trump, now they got the Simpsons. He had Big Bird talking about getting the jab the other week. I just feel like a lot of the staples.
Big Bird?
He got vaccinated.
Sesame Street.
He had a sore wing.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. He was trying to get the kids vaccinated.
They're using that Big Bird to vaccinate
big,
kids.
Big Bird.
No, he's not vaccinated. They're trying to get kids comfortable.
They don't need it.
The kids.
Right. Or birds. Well, stop vaccinating birds.
Yeah, okay. But The Simpsons being gay, is that...
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
Why would they do this?
I think they're trying to stay up with the times.
They're cartoons. Why are they even doing that?
It's supposed to be a little slice of life.
Mm-hmm.
Have The Simpsons broached the vaccine thing? Because that feels like topical.
Not to my
knowledge. Ooh, what if they called it the Trump vaccine?
Mm.
Okay. Okay, I'm listening now. Trump is listening. Interested?
All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Yeah, baby!
Gina Grad! That was the news with Gina Grad.
Well, last but not least, there's live-by-live music, events, news, podcasts, comedy, and more, and all on one app, live-by-live, and you can check it out at live-by-live.com. Best in podcasts and news and music, and you can watch it on... all the major music festivals and comedy and sports, very exclusive concerts, all just $3.99 a month. Live by Live, go there today, and you can try it out 7 days free. That is livexlive.com/Adam. Kyle Dunnigan, everybody.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. KyleDunniganComedy.com is where you go for all the tickets. He's heading to the East, coming to a town near you. Abel Ferrara, Zeros and Ones, going to be coming out this Friday, so look out for that. I got live shows everywhere. You can go to AdamCarolla.com for that and check out a bunch of free content on our Pluto TV channel, 687, Going Racing. New episodes are on there, so it's kind of fun travelogue show if you like cars. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Abel and Kyle and Gina and Bald. Say it. Mahalo.
1, 2, 3, 4. I declare a tug of war, yes, with everybody on set.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Also on Instagram and Facebook at Adam Carolla. Gina Grad's on the podcast, Easy Listening. Paul Bryan's on the film vault. The rest of us are on the water cooler, so check them out. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744 and get your tickets to see the Ace Man to the upcoming shows and sell out Brea again. Get your tickets at AdamCarolla.com.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.